Hello, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I was able to speak with Ms. Martin, and she agreed to the third. She's fine with it, as well as the 7-to-1 time frame. I would just check to make sure that the ticket uploaded correctly, because it was giving me some issues scheduling, but I think it's in there correctly now.
Hang on one second here. I know sometimes sometimes like it'll unassign me and stuff to it whenever you guys reschedule stuff.
Yeah.
5-3-7-1. Let me make sure that the whole thing did though. Yeah, it all looks good.
All right. So that's all taken care of for you. I'll go ahead and update it so she gets that pre-call. But everything is fine within the system.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I did have one more question too.
Okay.
I have another order that is it's scheduled for this Monday coming up. It was for a service call. My area manager had sent an email back to let me find this lady's name really fast. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on one second. I just didn't want the customer to get a pre-call and stuff because we're not going out to do it. let me see here. Let me find this order again. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
I'll give you the order number, I guess, really fast.
Okay.
It is 07128. E is an elephant 32. We installed it in March of last year, and the customer called in and said that it needs leveled.
After a year?
And, yes. And my area manager had sent back and said that we're not going to go out and do it. Like, it was leveled and tested, and there's pictures of everything on the order from a year ago. I don't know what to – I put the order in. Like, I just changed the service call to, like, to unable to complete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that all that I need to do for that, or?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do you think?
Okay. For Mike Ralph.
If the customer calls in, those notes are on that order?
Yes, I see it here. It says it's unable to complete. It was installed and leveled, and there's pictures on the other account. I'll just place this in the generic. Hold on. So they don't receive a pre-call, but no. Yeah.
And I guess if he does end up calling in, you guys can see the notes and tell him why we're not coming.
Yeah, that's fine. So he shouldn't be receiving any pre-call. I don't see him in the system for a pre-call set. And then there's notation on the account already. So if they call in, we'll just advise that this was done over a year ago and it was installed and leveled. So he had to do something to mess up.
Yeah. I was like, and the funny thing is that the customer is in the picture.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you clearly know that we did it all. Like, you were standing right there. So... Okay. It doesn't just fall, you know, a cooktop. It doesn't just fall out of the counter.
Yeah, I think he was doing something he wasn't supposed to and think he's going to get away with it, but no.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Did you need any further help today?
That'll be it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day. You stay safe.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.